This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Gig economy workers tend to be poor and more likely to be minorities than the population at large, according to Pew Research. Robert Bentley, Republican governor of Alabama, resigned in the face of impeachment proceedings over sex and money charges. Kay Ivey, the lieutenant governor, becomes Alabama's second woman governor. Board of Wells Fargo clawed back another $75 million from two executives responsible for their sales scandal. ATF paid $21,000 for a NASCAR suite. Revelations about the off-the-books account, which also helped pay for a trip to Las Vegas, highlight the lax oversight at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Daily News ProPublica joint effort won a Pulitzer Prize for public service for a series on the New York Police Department's widespread abuse of a decades-old law to force people from their homes and businesses over alleged illegal activity. Investigation, which involved examination of more than 1,100 nuisance abatement cases, found the police department almost exclusively targeted households and shops in minority neighborhoods. Federal judge ruled that the voter identification law the Texas legislature passed in 2011 was enacted with the intent to discriminate against black and Hispanic voters, raising the possibility that the state's election procedures could be put back under federal oversight. FBI and Spanish authorities arrested a notorious Russian spammer on holiday with his family in Barcelona. Levisov has flooded computers with millions of spam email messages advertising counterfeit pharmaceuticals and remedies for erectile dysfunction. U.S. officials have believed he was protected by the Russian government. The student loan giant Navient, which was spun off from Sallie Mae in 2014 and retained nearly all of the company's loan portfolio, has come under fire for aggressive and sloppy loan collection practices, which led to a series of government lawsuits filed in January. But those accusations have overshadowed broader claims detailed in two state lawsuits filed in Illinois and Washington that Sallie Mae engaged in predatory lending. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.